Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch a Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
And another Patreon special review. This one's for Daniel Combs, you sexy some bitch.
Daniel Combs, comb your hair.
We have a tier on our Patreon where you guys can pick a movie for us to review and we draw randomly weekly and then we review that fucking movie or do that commentary or that video, whatever the hell you want. So if you want on that, click down below. Before we get started today though, do want to give a special shout out. Subscriber, friend, Sean Mallory's dad, Greg, who's dealing with cancer right now. Man, that's fucking insane, and we support you wholeheartedly. Positive vibes your way, man. That's we could not imagine, but we're in your corner, and we are thinking about you.
Quick recovery to you, man.
As well as everybody in the Wham family, so give them some positive vibes, you guys.
Cancer fucking sucks, dude. And I hope you tombstone pile driver that bitch to the ground in the mat. Kill it!
Ooh, yeah.
If it bleeds, it will die.
Shit.
God damn you, Micah!
Ginger Snaps was Daniel's choice of a movie.
Good for, you know what? Ginger Snaps. Not the delicious cookie, but the werewolf movie. I remember renting this back a long ass time ago when it came out. Like, I don't even know why I rented it. I rented it because I thought it was a porn. Like a softcore porn at like Hollywood Video because they didn't have porn. But I thought it would be like, you know, like Cinemax always like disguise their movies under like A Tale of Egypt, and it would be like the boobies and like nipples everywhere.
Fuck me in the pyramid.
And I feel like it was like Cinemax was trying to help like kids or something, like, hey, you can watch porn and your parents would never know. You're like, what are you watching? Tales of Egypt. Be like, turn it back on when they leave. They were like, and you know, whatever. King Tut, your head is so big. But that's what I thought it was. And then I watched it, was like, wait a minute, this shit's kind of getting weird. Like, there's actually some werewolf shit going down.
I think she's gone.
At the end of the movie, I feel like the whole thing, Ginger Snaps, could have also been called the untitled Alanis Morissette non-release CD. Because it was like dark gothic girls that like didn't care about society or the world, and they only had each other. Like that one little, the Ginger's little sister reminded me a lot of Alanis Morissette. When she was walking around,
you know, she
I got my one hand in my pocket, and the other hand.
Dude, she reminded me of the kid from Wedding Crashers. She's like, "Death, you are my bitch lover."
Death, you are my bitch lover. Todd, that's good. Tell that mean ocean.
It's these two sisters, and it starts out with them in their room together, and they're talking about their death pact, because they're super fucking goth, like super dark, like I don't even know if emo, it was 2000, so emo was a thing, but like super dark emo goth, and they're talking about their suicide pact. She's like, you're going to kill yourself with me, right? And all this weird shit like that.
Obsessed with death, obsessed with Hot Topics and Pac Sun.
Yeah, which, to be fair, they did do some cool shit. They did an art project for the school, it where they just out. Like did Sinister. They're basically Sinister. Like, Sinister totally could have taken the idea from this, because they were doing an art project for their school, and she would just like fake her death. Like, they would put a lawnmower on top of her, and she would have like intestines hanging out. Like, on those days, I would have hung out with them. It would have been probably a good time. But for the most part, they just fucking hate everybody. They're goddamn miserable.
Probably that one kid, though, from the role models, and he's like, do you like Coke? I like the idea of Coke. Like, oh, fuck.
These dogs start showing up missing. And it's like the first scene in the movie. You see, it's this weird, and the whole thing feels like it's filmed by the same guy who directed The Buttercream Gang. Like, it's got this weird, just like, almost Hallmark filming to it. It almost adds a level of realness to it and like grossness to it. Like, at one point, one girl, do you remember the scene where she's dipping her hand in the blood and licking it?
Oh, dude. And like, she starts vomiting.
Yeah, dude. I don't like. In any other movie, I would just be like, okay, she's licking blood.
I turn away from Two Girls in a Cup on YouTube. I don't want to see that shit.
But the way it was filmed, it felt twice as gross and like just.
And there was chunkiness in it.
Yeah, it made me sick.
It was chunkiness.
And there's the special effects in this are.
They're pretty good, man.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider, like I said, the whole thing feels like a TV film. When they show the special effects, it's just extra grody and strange and surreal. But yeah, dogs start, like, one of the first scenes in the movie is you see a dog that's been ripped to shreds, his intestines, all that shit's out all over the place. And one thing I love about horror movies, though, is when the whole town gets wind of something crazy going on and everybody's, like, on edge.
Yeah.
In this town, these dogs keep showing up missing. And these two girls don't give a fuck. They're like, looks like Fido bit the dust again.
But it felt like everybody didn't give a fuck. Like, when at the very beginning of the movie, when that lady runs out, I'm like, oh, my God! And those kids were like, oh, and they're like, game on! And then they kept playing. And that dog got ripped to fucking shreds. Holy shit. I felt bad for the dogs. Like, who the hell is doing that? Oh, it's a werewolf.
I think they were going for that, like, Donnie Darko, like cold community feel.
Yeah.
Is what they were going for.
The whole movie felt like a fucking Addams Family, like, episode or something, like, but it, like, with like a really edgy twist to it. I didn't hate the movie. It was just, it was strange. It was weird. And the practical effects is one of the cooler things about the actual movie itself. And by the way, when she's transforming, the only thing I don't like is, like, I understand about werewolves, like, it's your own take on it based on the legend of werewolves, but these werewolves can fucking die being hit by a car, and you become a full-on fucking dog. Like, you don't become like a werewolf that, at a full moon and like look badass like an underworld. You just become a regular ass fucking dog.
Yeah, you're running around lycanthrope.
Like, you're scary looking, but it's like you get hit by a car, you die. Like, you know, if somebody throws a fucking frisbee, they kill you.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm gonna throw a frisbee at the freeway, you're dead.
They have a run-in with the werewolf, and the one girl gets attacked, which is one of the scenes I really didn't like about it, because the girl got attacked by a vicious werewolf and carried away. And there's like a good 5-6 minutes of her sister, Bridget, chasing Ginger around, going, oh my god, are you okay? Oh my god, and hearing her scream. Like, if a werewolf had a hold of you for that long, you'd be ripped to shreds.
You think so?
She shows up, and she's just kind of like, she's been bit and scratched and whatever.
But she was also on her period, so it was like,
oh, that was gross as fuck. I'm glad you said that.
I don't want to do that.
There's a whole tie-in to the menstruation. The bear can spell menstruation.
Fucking gross as fuck.
And you literally see it drip down, you know, a couple
that,
times.
That was the only time that I really got on board with Carrie. Plug it up. She's like, I don't want to become a woman. I was like, well, your fucking vagina disagrees and it's bleeding all over the goddamn kitchen floor. Like, the thing about, again, I'm going to go back to the practical effects. After she gets bit by the vampire and whatever and all that good stuff happens, and she starts becoming werewolf. A vampire. Werewolf, I'm sorry. Whatever.
I'm a vampire! I'm afraid the light will set me on fire!
The menstruation conversation one really time. Got me going off of a fucking drill there. So I was thinking about vampire.
Yeah.
But anyway, and also you screaming in my fucking ear. What did you just sing?
It's Blindside. It's a good song.
It's a terrible song.
Listen
it's
to
awful.
It. I'm a vampire.
Anyway, but yeah, so... that one scene when she walks in and she's starting to full, like, not full on yet, you know, but when her fucking skin is pulled back and she's got the cool, like, you know, prosthetics to make her look more wolf-like.
Yeah.
That shit looked badass. She looked like fucking Billy Idol on steroids. and like, but the grossest part, like, beyond the menstruation is when she's trying to seduce the wannabe fucking Ashton Kutcher mixed with Josh Hartnett from The Faculty.
Yeah.
That's the chemist. The one's like, hey, take these goddamn flowers and boil them down and inject her. It'll work. When she's trying to seduce that guy and she unbuttons her shirt and she's got like nipples, like she's got like extra tits for her fucking like dog form and they're hairy and he's like laying there is like, this is so fucked. And then he's like, but you're letting her do it, you nasty whore. Like, god damn. Like, I know she's got, she's like, wouldn't you want to know what I feel like? And so I was like, a goddamn kennel. I don't want to know.
She did have a point though.
What?
Well, like, aside from the extra dog tits.
She's also on her period.
Yeah, aside from that, she did have a point though, because she's like rubbing up on him and she's like, wouldn't you want to know, like, what would it be like? What would it be like to do me or whatever? And I'm like, to be honest, I mean, like, you do have to think about that when you think about it. Like, if it was... If it was a hot werewolf, but she was still in full woman form, but she just got kind of crazy in the sack, you know what I mean? Like, I just kind of like rabbit or something. Like, literally a little part of you that would be like, what would that... Right?
Dude, that's like humanoids of the deep. Like, I wonder what those fish people would feel like.
No, it's as if she still looked mostly human before... That was right before she...
But when she unbuttoned her shirt and you saw the extra dog nips?
I'm just... Before the extra dog nipples, but
she had long ass fingernails that would like.
Yeah, and her face is all fucked up at that point. Yeah. But beforehand, like, if she looked like she looked normal.
When she had one contact lens in and one out, she looked like Marilyn Manson. Like, I was like, I don't know if I can stare in your eyes.
But they do a slow draw into like her starting to become this thing, because like she can't tell if it's just her period or if she's like becoming a fucking lycanthrope, because like the cuts start to grow little pieces of hair, and that was nasty as shit too. And then it ties into her sexuality, because as she starts to turn more werewolf, she becomes more sexual. So her and her sister have always been like this, are starting to break apart.
That was kind of incestual right there, though. I was like, where are we going? Where are we going?
Yeah, there's
I was
one
like, what are you doing? And she's like, we're not even related anymore, technically. And then I was like, we swap a little juice. I was like, you met out with your sister.
It's not okay. Al Pacino from Devil's Advocate would show up right there and be in heaven.
Oh, God. Here's a fun fact. You met out with your sister. Fucking nasty bitch. He's like, yeah, she's like crawling on her and getting all nasty. That's, you know what? Honestly, I think that's why I thought it was a porn early on, because it was like there was two girls on it, and I was like, hey, you know what, it's about werewolves. Like, it was like, that's like what they're saying, and it's gonna be like her just fucking the whole town as a half werewolf or something, not like a full on like werewolf. But see what I'm saying? But not
see?
Like a sexy werewolf.
Someone should make that porno.
Yeah, they should. We give you ideas. That's what we do here. But it's it's gross. Like, the way that she... And I get pissed off, too, because it's like, she has a tail. That's a wagging dick
that
out of her butt.
Was the grossest fucking thing I've ever seen in a movie. No, no. When she first sees it. Because her sister's sleeping, and she goes like, she's like... She holds the flashlight to it, and she pulls her panties down. And up to that point, it's fine. She pulls her panties down. It's like, I found Captain Winky.
You know what?
That thing goes, it goes, it starts moving. It's like this big at that point. It's coming out of the top of her butt crack, like, and it starts wiggling. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I didn't see that coming.
It's like a dog when you pull down the, like, you're like, hello, good morning. And it's like, dog doesn't move. But you know, by the way, also, did you notice that she was wearing like hot pink panties that were like showing her butt cheeks hardcore? And she was supposed to be goth. Wouldn't you be wearing granny panties that could cover up a parachute? Like, I never expected her to be
That's what you don't get about goth girls, is they're sexy underneath.
I don't know about her.
Sexy on the outside, too.
But they probably don't wash.
I mean, just because they're goth doesn't mean they don't wash their bits.
They're like, yeah, I would only wash in a creek when I'm close to nature because I'm fucking vegan and I'm also Wiccan.
That's the whole point.
Well, either way, I don't fucking care. The fact is, she became a goddamn. All right, so she's a dog, like in Ghostbusters. It's like it smells like burnt dog hair. And he's like, oh, fake, man, I'm sorry.
The characters around them are pretty fucking terrible too. Like you mentioned, the drug dealer is supposed to be this cool ass like Skeet Ulrich. Skeet Ulrich would have nailed that role. Been fucking great, but this guy looked like he was a side character in Blossom. He was trying to act all cool and shit. He'd be like, just because I smoke doesn't mean I don't care.
And the fact that also immediately he knew how to fight the lycanthropy. Like he immediately he was like, you got to boil down these flowers that you can only find once a year. They're perennial, but I'll grow some and then we'll boil them down and inject them together like heroin, but not. And I was like, you could be a chemist. Like he could be smart enough because he knows how to grow his own weed and he takes care of it. Maybe in biology and shit like that. That makes sense. But why did you jump right away when he hits the fucking thing at the beginning of the movie, toward the beginning of the movie, and he's like, I thought the same thing too, lycanthropy. Like, you jump to that conclusion or just the fact that you hit a big-ass dog or a deer?
I mean, to be fair, it didn't look like a dog.
Well, but I mean, I would have said lycanthropy. Like, who the fuck walks around and is like, lycanthropy? Nobody even says that word.
Because he's a stoner who studies all that shit. They didn't have Google. Oh, yeah, they had Google. What?
No, not too well. That would be,
Yahoo search.
Yahoo. Bing. Yeah, but nonetheless, nobody was like... first off, when you're talking about werewolves, they're werewolves. You're only going to say lycanthropy if you're trying to sound smart.
And he was trying to sound cool the whole time.
You would never
That's
use
what she
the
was
term.
Like, you mean werewolf? He's like, lycanthropy. You know your stuff for being a girl.
Yeah, it's like, just call it what the fuck it is. It's a werewolf. It's not lycanthropy. I know that's the technical term, but it's like, hey, my dick itches. You mean your penis itches.
Speaking of
your testicles.
Dicks itching.
Yeah.
No, speaking of dicks itching. They do something weird with this where it could be sexually transmitted, which is fucked up because she has the sex with the one kid, and then when he starts to piss and like
blood, my wiener hole burned.
Oh yeah,
it burned a little bit.
No, that was just the herpes.
Yeah,
but when he has sex,
I gotta get my Valtrex filled.
He has sex with her, and then he goes up to his friends on like the soccer field and to tell him like to brag about his conquest. He's like, yeah, I did it, and they're like, dude, what's wrong with your dick? And his dick is bleeding through his pants. I was like. Oh, and then he goes to piss in the bathroom, and he starts pissing blood. That was maybe there was a lot of gross practical effects scenes in this. That was maybe one of the grossest.
It's not the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, and I know it's got some cult status. Like a lot of people have found this movie later on, and they love the movie. That's great. I mean, it's all good. Like I'm just saying, like personally, It's hard for me to accept. Like, I know it's a werewolf movie. I get it. Or lycanthropy. I know it's all that shit, but it's just I don't like the fact when they turn into fucking big dogs and they just run around and you can't transform back. Like, what the fuck is the point of being a werewolf? Remember we had that conversation, like, what would be better, werewolf versus vampire?
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like, I would rather be a werewolf if you could transform fucking back. Like, not, like, on a whim.
Yeah, but you know how bad that shit hurt every fucking full moon?
Yeah, but you look badass.
You got fucking contort and
because
shit?
You got all this muscle and you're fucking massive.
No way that doesn't hurt like a motherfucker.
Well, maybe, but I'm saying that you could transfer and you can go out in the daylight and have a normal job.
Shit, I barely go out in the daylight now.
Well, I know, but I mean, you could have a regular job. If you wanted one, you could
be actually... Why would you want a regular job?
I'm just saying, if you wanted to go out and hang out with people in the normal days...
But if you're a vampire, you could fucking just steal shit.
But then they just think you're a lazy bitch that only fucking sleeps all day.
Who cares about what people think about you? You're a vampire!
But then you fucking have to have people bring you shit, because you can't go out in the daylight.
You just fucking get some White Castle, put that shit in the fridge.
And then you have to have somebody protect you in the daylight.
Then just don't go out in the daylight!
I know, I'm not saying you... If you're in your coffin, you have to have somebody protect you.
Which would you rather be, a vampire or a werewolf?
We literally have talked about this before.
Easily a vampire.
It's cool.
You get laid all the time.
You have to seduce both sexes.
Time.
We get it.
You can fly. You can sleep all day and party all night long.
Werewolves, you're badass.
You're sexy.
You have a high
werewolves
metabolism.
Werewolves aren't sexy.
No, they can be.
How?
when you're like not a werewolf and you're like, I got a bestial nature. but they're also fast, they're strong, they're fucking like goddamn.
So are vampires.
And they can fuck a vampire up.
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
That's it.
But anyway, so Ginger Snaps Back is also, that's actually, the, back, yeah, that's a movie. But I don't, Ginger Snaps, man, like
I give it a 7.5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 6. Like, I remember liking it a lot more when I watched it early on when I was a kid, and I think later on when I watched it now, I was just like, Like, the ending was okay. Like, the ending kind of made sense, but I was like, you got bit, and you were becoming a vampire. I'm like, are you going to save that for yourself, like the syringe? But they made sequels to it.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of confusing the way they did that thing. And I'll give it a seven. Not a 7.5, a 7. I like it because it's got this whole nature of like fuck society to it, like this rebellious nature to it, which I dig that. And I think that's why it's such a cult status, because it's such a dark and fucked up movie. But if, like I said, it feels like it's filmed on the Hallmark Channel at the same time. So All that shit works for me. And I love like the even though it was 2000, it has a 90s feel to it, like the 90s high school scene feel to it.
I think it barely missed it.
Yeah, and the practical effects are fucking gross, and they make me sick. That fucking tail. There's just a lot of.
Do you think that her menstruation blood was in that fucking thing?
Stop when she
was like,
saying
when
it.
She was like licking it.
Hello.
Okay, nastier, but you got. By the way, she didn't give a fuck about that guy at the end of the movie. Like, she was like, "Well, I know what she was doing it for," but she got real close to his face, and then she's like, "Ew," and she's like, "Okay, well, I'll eat his blood while he's sitting right there," and then she got pissed off that she vomited it, and then
because she was picking up with all four fingers, dude. She's like.
But it was chunky.
Yeah.
It was flesh in that.
God damn, it was gross. But the one thing I'll say about this movie, more than anything else, that pumps its score up so high for me, is that it's just original, man. Like it's very, very, very like standalone. Like there's not a whole lot of movies like it. It's just fucked up and strange and weird.
You can tell that the director or the writers or both, they just took the movie and ran with it. They didn't give a shit about anything else. They weren't worrying about making a message or any kind of political statement. They were just like, hey, let's make a weird fucking werewolf movie.
Yeah.
Throw everything but the goddamn menstrual blood at them.
Stop.
Yeah, just gotta get fighting it. Period blood. Period. Period. Remember that part when his dick was bleeding, though, and he was like, he ran at that girl, and he was like, my red pin exploded. My red my pin. Red,
the goddamn pin is blue.
Red pin.
But Daniel Combs, man, thank you for being a Patreon. Thank you for supporting us and being an awesome dude. And excellent choice. And we've had a request to review this a couple times, so that worked out perfectly. We love your all's fucking faces. And would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire? It's vampire. We all know
that, too.
Love your fucking face. If you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button and get some goddamn wham opinion.
I see a bad moon horizon.
The bears can smell the menstruation.
God damn it.
You hear that, Ron? The whole station.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched a movie. Yeah. You know what? We did a review. We watched a movie. We watched a movie.